Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line and welcome him in. Kyle Juszczyk joins us on the show. Juice, what's going on? Thanks for doing it, man.
Hey, what's going on, man? Just finished up practice, headed home, ready for a big week.
200 games? Are you kidding me, Kyle?
200, man. That's regular season, too. That's not even counting playoffs.
My gosh, like, how does that, like, how do you process that? I'm sure that your mind goes back to when you were just entering the league, the idea of being able to play 200. So congratulations, and yeah, what does that mean to you?
Man, it means so much to me. And it's hard for me to even wrap my head around that number, because, like, I think back to playing college football, and I played 40 college games, and that seems like a big chunk of my life, like a big chunk of my football career. And to think that I've done that five times over in the NFL is just a wild, wild thought. But I truly, truly am living my dream, man.
So, I mean, what's the secret? How do you do it? Sleep and nutrition and off-season training? What are the things that you really kind of hang your hat on as reasons why you're still doing it here in year 13?
Man, I feel like I could give you 100 reasons. Sleep is huge, probably one of the biggest. Nutrition, of course, is huge. I mean, there are so many different recovery things that I do each and every week, each and every day, whether it's, you know, red light therapy, hot and cold therapy, acupuncture, massage. And, you know, in the off season, I've gotten into stem cell therapy. I'm really big on, as if people have followed me, like, I love my garden. I try to grow as much of the vegetables as I eat as possible. Really try to eat clean. And there's just so much that goes into it. Style of play. I had to change that up from when earlier in my career. And yeah, I mean, and I'm sure a little bit of luck goes in there as well.
Kyle, are you aware that that your coach Shanahan actually talked about this and you earlier today? Do you know this?
No, actually, I haven't heard about it.
Okay, so let us play it for you. Somebody asked Kyle, the other Kyle, about your longevity, and here's what he said.
Just needed to be that way. He would train his body to be that way and still be able to be that type of fullback. I think the game's a little bit different, and how you use people and the angles that's created now compared to just ISO every play in the 50s. But I do think that stuff helps his longevity to a degree, especially at that position, because it becomes more than just a offensive guard in the backfield. But just from how he takes care of his body to how he lives his life is really unique. An extremely thought out guy, from what he's putting in his body the first day after after the season to the middle of the season. How much hours he sleeps, all that stuff. So guys like him, guys like Christian, guys like Fred, to me are the perfect guys that all young players should watch in this league because they really know how to take care of their health.
I mean, he's talking about some of the things that you just brought up. Can we ask you, like, how much do you sleep?
I do shoot for 9 hours a night. I don't always get it. But yeah, I mean, even down to like, you know, I'm crazy about my sleeping conditions. Like I can have absolutely no light in the room. I sleep with a night mask. I've got a cooling mattress that keeps it cold. I keep the thermostat at 60 degrees. I have my room full of different plants that help purify the oxygen in the room. And it's just, who knows if any of it even does anything, but I try to do as much as possible.
I mean, I don't want to be inappropriate here, but does Kristen, did she get any say, or does she just have to do whatever you do?
She's been a very good sport about it. I did make sure that my cooling mattress is split so that my side is cool and hers is not quite as cold as mine.
Yeah, that's genius. And I guess when you travel, you got to bring like an extra suitcase with all your plants and all your other stuff.
Oh, I'm super annoying. When I travel, it takes me so long to pack because I bring my own sheets, my own pillowcase, my own fan. I'm bringing all my supplements. I'm bringing my walnuts, my blueberries, my dates that I eat first thing in the morning. Like, it's a little outrageous.
I was gonna ask you about food. Can you take us through a mock day of what Kyle Juszczyk eats?
I mean, a typical day, like I said, like I always start with my AG1s, which is athletic greens, you know, probiotics, multivitamin type of thing. I always have walnuts for my brain, blueberries for antioxidants, dates for just general like energy. And then at the facility, I have over easy eggs, steak, onions, sweet potatoes, and avocado. And then from there out, like, I really just try to, you know, eat a lot of protein, some carbs, not a ton, a lot of vegetables, and then a kiwi every night before bed because I saw on Instagram it protects your DNA. Again, who knows if that's
anything. Nice little dessert, fruit, you know.
Yeah, do you ever have a cheat day?
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing is, like, you know, people are always like, oh, Juice takes such care of his good care of his body, which is definitely true, but I also love to eat junk food too. So like I designate post game as my kind of like my real cheat day. There's nothing off limits post game. And honestly, some of those, the flights home from away games can get out of control just cause we have unlimited access to chips and candy and cookies and cake and ice cream. And, you sit on a plane for 5 hours that, you know, coming from the East Coast, you can get a little dangerous.
No doubt. I totally get that. Kyle Juszczyk here on 95.7 The Game. So it's hard to ask, like, how long do you want to do it? But I just want to ask about you and George Kittle and, you know, the bromance and the couples that you guys now love each other. How did this start? And when did you and George kind of realize that you're really cut from the same cloth?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed George right away, you know, as a rookie, that there was something different to him and that he could be a really special player, you know, if he did things right. And it definitely has panned out that way. You saw his freak athleticism very early on. But I would say it was probably our second year on the league that, or on the team, that we really started to become close friends. You know, when he first got here, he was still a rookie. He was living with all the other young guys, all the rookies in the same apartment, having their own little episode of Friends. And, you know, I was on my second contract. I had bought a house. So, like, you know, I was living my own life, but you married, all that type of thing. But the more time we spent together and the more time we played together, executed blocks together, you know, we started to realize, like you said, we're cut from the same cloth. We're very similar people and made up of very similar stuff. And, you know, just over the years, it's just gotten stronger and stronger. Just spent more time together. Our wives have become best friends, and it's been a really, really cool experience to go through this for 9 years together now.
Kyle Juszczyk with us here on Willard and Dibbs. And I think a lot of people, maybe a lot of people haven't, Kyle, but that appearance that you two did on the Kittles podcast recently has kind of made the rounds, and those stories that you shared, not just about the group you four, but what was going on during those few days this offseason when you weren't a Niner. And it was interesting to hear it from the perspective of you four, but I'd love to hear you maybe just share a little bit of a timeline of kind of why did that happen in the first place? What was going on day by day? And then what made it reverse field and get everybody back together?
Yeah, you know what? I knew with probably like 2 weeks to go in the season last year that it was a possibility that they were going to come to me about restructuring my deal. And it was never something that was set in stone. It was something that they had given me an idea that, you know, just be ready. It is possible. And I really used that as fuel to play my absolute best football to end the season. And I felt like I did. I felt like that game against Detroit and Arizona, you know, I put it out there that I can still play at the highest of levels. So I was feeling really good going into the offseason. I figured I had shown what I could still do. Unfortunately, you know, there were so many different contracts up in the air with the Niners and, you know, so much going on with as far as, you know, signing Brock and, you know, they upped, I believe it was Fred and George this offseason and, you know, trying to sign guys like Huff and Greenlaw. And, like, there's just a lot of money being spent. And I think, you know, they were looking, you know, for a place to find a little extra cash. And unfortunately, you know, it came down to the 13-year fullback. And you know what? It was a complicated process. And, you know, that I've spoken about it a million times of, you know, I was hurt by the whole thing. But thank God, you know, it worked out that, after they did release me, they had told me, like, you know, the door is open for you to come back. You know, they just prefaced it with, you know, it's probably not going to be for what you want it to be. So, you know, as a professional, I had to go out there and, you know, kind of shop myself, see what else was out there, see what kind of market I really had. And fortunately I had one. You know, I found it in with a few teams across the league and, was able to, you know, come back to the Niners and, you know, basically say, hey, you know, this is my market. If you guys, like, I want to be a Niner. And, you know, we were able to come to an agreement and, you know, get to a deal that I felt comfortable with and they did as well.
You say that there were suitors, and I'm not surprised because you're so good at what you do, but so few teams actually need what you do with so much 11 personnel. Not a lot of teams use the fullback, and yet you come back to the 49ers. Is your fit in the Kyle style simply better than it would have been anywhere else?
In my opinion, yeah, because, you know, there are a number of teams now, you know, that kind of come from that Shanahan tree that, you know, that I can fit into. But even if they haven't used, you know, a quote-unquote fullback in years prior, you know, I had teams tell me, like, hey, like, I know we didn't use, you know, a typical F like you, but this is how we envision using you if you did come here. And, you know, that always, it sounds good. And, like, I got some, you know, people told me some really great things and how they envisioned me being in their offense. And it sounded incredible and it was enticing. But at the end of the day, like, I've been through this a long time and there's a difference in talking about it and then versus a team that's actually going to do it and implement it like we have in San Francisco. And I kind of think to a number of Pro Bowls that I've been to, talking to the OC, like going into the game, and they're like, oh yeah, we love the fullback. Like, we use the fullback probably the, you know, second most in the league outside of you guys. And then I'll go back and fact check it, and their fullback plays like 15% of the snaps. Yeah, I don't know if you guys are really speaking the same language as me, you know? So yeah. I know what we've done in San Francisco, and I knew that, you know, we could keep that consistent.
Kyle Juszczyk with us. Just to bring it to now, we definitely want to get your perspective on what last week felt like. Like, in your words, how is everything different when Brock Purdy is on the field?
Yeah, you know, Brock is just, you know, he's dynamic. He loves to push the ball down the field, and I think we saw that last week. And having him, having Ricky back was huge, because I think that just changes the way defenses have to play us. But really, I mean, the whole offense is healthy generally. So, like, this is kind of, you know, what we envision coming into this season. And the few snaps that we all have been on the field, you know, most of that Seattle game in week one, and then now against Arizona, we've been pretty successful. So, you know, we're looking to continue that here going forward.
And more successful running the ball. Do you think that getting your center back after he was hurt, now George is back, is it starting to feel more like a typical rushing attack after some struggles earlier in the year?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it is a number of those things. It's, you know, getting, like you said, getting Jake back. Jake is so smart, and he does such a good job of the targeting and the run game. George is a game changer, you know, truly one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. And then in order to run the ball, you got to be able to throw the ball. Like Kyle always says that, like you really have to be good at both in order to do one of them well. And so I think, you know, having a number of our receivers back being healthy, you know, even if that's just the threat of the pass, it makes things a little bit easier in the run game. So we've had a lot of things kind of come back together. And I think we've found some different schemes in the run game that really fit our personnel and just the team that we have this year.
Kyle, this is a little top of mind because the Bills have a receiver who, for instance, was late to a meeting last week, and he's been an inactive. There's a story for the Cowboys that CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens both missed curfew last Sunday night before the game in Vegas on Monday. Did you tell George Kittle a story that you missed your first day as a 49er?
long story short, yes, but I got there late. In 2017, the Niners, I mean, they signed like, it was like 13 free agents to start the season. You know, they had like cleared house. And so we were all coming out here to kind of like, you know, meet everybody and see the facility and where we'd be living and all that type of thing. And they had given us a booklet with our schedule, like for the weekend. And I read the itinerary, and like I did my physical, I did everything at the facility, you know, did my press conference, all that type of stuff. And then that night there was a meet and greet, like get together at the hotel. What I didn't realize is that was on the backside of the itinerary. I missed that. So I did everything on the front page, and I thought I was done for the day. So my wife and I went to go look for somewhere to live. And we, you know, we were just looking around Santana Row. And I start getting a call from the scouts, and they're like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And like, we have this meet and greet at the hotel. And so, yeah, like I said on the podcast there, you know, panic ensued. But I got there. I met everybody. I was just a little late.
No punishment, huh?
No punishment for that one.
Okay. All right. Kyle Juszczyk, great to have you. Hey, before you go, you got to help us out with something. Who do you look up to the most? Who's the best fullback of all time?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Man, that's a tough question for me, because if I'm just being transparent and honest, like, I never wanted to be a fullback. That was never, like, my goal or my intention. So, like, grooming up, that's not who I was watching. Like, I so badly wanted to be a receiver. As I got older, like, you know, I started to realize that wasn't going to happen. So I'm like, all right, I would love to be a tight end, like a good receiving tight end. And, again, unfortunately, I'm not 6'3 or taller. So my avenue to the NFL was going to be a fullback. So that wasn't until I, you know, had graduated college that I really started playing fullback and started watching that. But at the same token, like, I've, you know, obviously grown an appreciation for the position. And I do love watching clips of Tom Rathman. I think he was just such a complete player. I mean, he had a season of like 600 yards rushing, 600 yards receiving. You know, won a Super Bowl. Like, I think he's, in my mind, probably the best of all time.
It's a great answer. And another one close to our heart is Lorenzo Neal, who we all work with still at the station. And he's a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. And you've got 9 Pro Bowls. So if he can somehow get into the Hall of Fame, that might clear the way for old number 44, not Rathman, but you someday, Kyle.
Hey. That would be pretty sick. And I also I love Lowe. I love Daryl Johnson, Tony Richardson. Like, those are some other fullbacks that I liked as well. But, man, I would be so happy if Lorenzo got into the Hall of Fame because, I mean, he obviously had such an impact on all the teams he had, you know, all those 1,000-yard rushers that were following him. Very different style than myself, but I definitely respect his game.
Kyle, great stuff. Hey, real quick, does the fact that the Super Bowl is at Levi Stadium, is there anything, is there any extra, pardon the pun, is there any extra juice on this because it's here?
I mean, yeah, you're obviously going to be excited, but to say that, you know, anything could motivate you even more to want to play in the Super Bowl, I think is a little crazy. Like, I mean, that is the goal every single year. Like, that is the number one. And, like, I don't think anything can motivate you more. But that really would be a cherry on top if we could play in our own stadium. Like, yeah, that's something out of a movie, you know?
No
and
doubt.
You could sleep in your cold bed and you wouldn't have to pack all your plants.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be so ready for that game, so recovered. Like, watch out whoever we're playing.
Watch out. It's going to be blueberries and dates everywhere. All right.
That's right.
Kyle, thanks so much, man. You're the best.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there he is. Kyle Juszczyk.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.